You're listening to the mini version of MG's Rugby League Rundown podcast. Grab the full podcast on Listener or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search MG's Rugby League Rundown.
So many great moments.
All right, here we go.
So many thrills.
Oh, hang on.
So many spills.
And we're underway.
Triple M is proud to present.
Unbelievable!
MG's Rugby League Rundown.
And welcome to it, everybody, the Rugby League Rundown. My name is Anthony Maroon and, of course, the star of the show, the Prime Minister of Penrith, as I call him, the great MG. How are you, me old mate?
Anthony Maroon, great to see your face, brother. How's your week been, my man?
Mate, it's fantastic. There's lots happening in the Rugby League world, which we love. And, well, I guess that's where we start. It's been hard to pick winners, MG.
Yes. Yes.
What did you like about the last round? Anything grab you?
What I am liking, I'm liking the Dragons this year. I'm liking the Sharks, who sit atop the ladder. I'm liking the Dolphins' tenacity, the way that they basically fielded a reserve grade team and pants deals up in Darwin. They've unveiled a superstar, I think, in young Trey Fuller and young Jack Box, was it Bostock?
Bostock, yeah.
Bostock, who I think is going to be a rep player in the future. But what I didn't like, I didn't like Kalen Ponga playing against the Bulldogs on Sunday. And obviously now that he's out for a long period of time with that Liz Frank injury, I didn't like Parramatta's capitulation against the Dolphins. First time I've seen a team in recent memory put the white flag up at halftime, and it wasn't good for them. It's not good for their coach. It's not good for their players. And I'm not liking every Monday. And I like Graham Annesley as a bloke, so I'm offering a qualifier here when I say this. But I'm getting pretty sick of every Monday morning him coming to the lectern and basically saying that the team was dudded. Why have we got a bunker? Why have we got touch judges? Why have we got referees if we can just, in hindsight, say that this team was stuffed over again? This case in point was the Tigers. They were up 6-0 against the Panthers. There was a blatant ankle tap from Schneider on Ollum. Ollum would have got the ball and probably scored. Probably. Who knows? But it was definitely a sin bin.
Yeah.
The fact that it wasn't a sin bin, and then Annesley comes out on Monday and says that it should have been a sin bin, well, it's too late. I'm afraid it's too late for these coaches who are under the pump, and not, like more than ever. They don't like the solace in finding out Monday. We want jobs done then. That's why we put so much money into the bunker, who can look at that and go, you know what, mate? You've missed a blatant sin bin there. Even in retrospect, if it was 5 minutes ago, you've missed a blatant sin binning, and he's got to go, and that should have been a penalty to the Tigers. Who knows? I'm not saying that the Tigers would have won, but 6-0 up with a bit of momentum. This is the 12th minute of the game, so. A couple of weeks ago when Penrith were on the end of it with a knock-on from Manly, they ran 90 metres. We're sick of seeing it. We're seeing it too often. Every Monday morning, there's a blatant robbery from one side to the other. And I know now why coaches in press conferences are getting jack of it, Anthony. I don't know what the answer is. Is the answer we use the bunker more? Probably not. But touch judges, what are they there for? We employ touch judges every game. Surely to see if... In the week with young Chevy, what's his name? The young
Chevy fullback. Stewart.
Chevy Stewart was offside for that field goal attempt for the Titans. They come out and said we should have been penalised. It's too late.
Yeah.
Titans lost that game and now they're now 0-7. I mean, enough's enough. We don't want you to come out every Monday and be as transparent as you are. Maybe we don't want to hear the truth. I'd rather not hear the truth and say that a team was dud. What about yourself?
Yeah, I mean, particularly like that case in point there that you've mentioned. Justin Ollum tripped over by the Panthers' defence. I mean,
yep.
At the very least, that's a sin bin.
At the very least. Mm. Professional foul, yes.
Mate, I wanted to ask you this. As a bloke who's been there and done that, and you mentioned this Dolphins-Parramatta game in Darwin, and there was that window where the Dolphins were scoring tries at will, and I can't recall, being a bloke that's only ever sat on the hill and watched the footy, I can't recall seeing a team look more gassed and more cooked, particularly around the play the ball. Their defense around the ruck, Parramatta, was just visibly...
It was diabolical. And I watched the game, and 8-4 Eels were winning at halftime. In fact, they kicked the penalty goal just in the second half to about 10-4 after 45 minutes, and then all of a sudden, 8 tries in 25 minutes, the Dolphins scored at will. It seemed to be that every time they got the ball, they would score. Let's first put on the table that it was 32 degrees up in Darwin, and it was around the 90% humidity, but that was for both teams. And then Eels fans were probably listening to this saying, well, they're used to it. Well, not really. It's not Townsville we're talking about. We're talking about a team based out of Brisbane. And no matter what the conditions, you've got to adjust to them, whether it be, you know, I'm sure the Eels hierarchy would have known that it was going to be a 32 degree evening up in Darwin. So you would have accommodated players. And the fact that they were leading at half time makes me think, well, it wasn't really the conditions. It was all about attitude. And that's the defense is about attitude. And what we're witnessing, even if you're sitting on the hill as a spectator, as you say you are, I think even the most ardent Parramatta fan would be sitting on the hill saying, what is going on with our rugby league team? Because the week before we played at home against Combank without Mitchell Moses, and we beat the Cowboys in a great performance, 27-20, after being beat the week before. And now we go up to Darwin and offer up that against a team that basically had six or seven main stars out of their team. You looked at the Dolphins team, you go, you know, they'll be doing well to get within 10 points of this Parramatta team. Mm. Well, not only did they do well, they won 44-16 in a capitulation not seen in recent times like that one. And it's worrying times if you're a Parra fan. It's a lot of people are questioning whether Brad Arthur has lost the room. Then you hear players like Regan Kimball-Gillard and Clint Gutherson saying that I'd die for this coach. We love him. And I get that. You know, sometimes it just needs a bit of a... I had a bit of drama with Parramatta in the off-season because they didn't really buy anybody. They kind of... I think they bought a centre, Morgan Harper.
Yeah.
From Manly. Mm. And that, for me, most teams play really well when they've got pressure. Well, they've got other players in New South Wales Cup breathing down their necks. And case in point is Penrith, who've always got that. Case in point is the Broncos, who've always got these young kids coming through. The Melbourne Storm have started to do that again this season. But at the moment, I don't see many coming through. Parramatta's New South Wales Cup team are coming stone motherless last.
Mm.
So if you're a Parra fan, is it panic stations? I think it is.
I just to close on this, do you wonder from the admin point of view at Parramatta, is it time to wipe their hands of going to Darwin? I mean, if it's no matter how fruitful it is for corporates, I don't know what sort of money they make out of it, but if you're going to lose the game, it's just not worth it.
That's a very good question, and that's one for, I suppose, those that are on a lot more money than I am to decide that, because these days it's all about staying afloat corporately, and I know that most Parramatta sponsors and Parramatta fans would put this in their diary and go, you know what, Darwin, yep, we're dialed in. No one expected that performance from Parramatta. No one expected it after leading 10-4 after 45 minutes. No one expected the capitulation that we're about to see and watch unfold. I think it's good that they keep that game there. I think it's good that Penrith play at Bathurst once a year. I think it's Penrith are now dedicated a couple of games while their stadium gets rejuvenated to go to Mudgee in 25 and 26. I think it's fantastic for these areas to see that the big boys come to town. I was involved in the very first game that went to Darwin in 1991 when we played the Tigers. And I remember it being such a fantastic opportunity to get away from Sydney and getting up to spread the word. And yes, it was even back in 91, the humidity was the first thing. You jump off the plane and go, oh my goodness, how are we going to play tonight in this? Well, we did. But no, as I said, no one could have forecast what we saw from Parramatta. Mm. And that's the most worrying sign about it, because on paper, they're a very strong team up against the Dolphins, but they didn't deliver. And I think it's time. I really think it's time that Gutherson's moved to number six. I've said it on this podcast many times. Young Talagi, I think, could play fullback. Or you could get a young kid, Simonson, fullback. I just think that Gutho has got to get his hands on the ball in a more creative way. I think he could be like a kind of Cameron Munster type player with the ball, because he's a big body. You know, he's always conniving. He's always trying to fabricate something out of nothing. At the moment, they just look devoid of any type of attack whatsoever, and that's a worrying thing. When you're going to score 16 points against an understrength team like the Dolphins, taking nothing away from the Dolphins' defense and their attitude towards defense. But that's, again, I'll finish this sentence by saying it's a worrying time for your Parra fan.
Thanks for listening to MG's Rugby League Rundown Podcast Mini. Grab the full podcast on Listener or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search MG's Rugby League Rundown.